equivalent of going from a baby to a young person, a teenager. We're now, if we started out as babies, we are now teenagers. That's how powerful the dhikr is. It's God's absolutely most beloved form of worship, according to the Quran. And it is the most, the steak and lobster dinner to the soul. And if we are to visualize the importance of dhikr, you can imagine the day of resurrection and people being resurrected as babies. Imagine a person staying a baby all their lives because of not feeling the soul. That is very important. I was going to say, too bad that, that we don't see the what's happened to the soul because it's obscured by the body, but you can imagine it. It's not too bad because this is God's design. The test requires that things be obscured and hidden. So you rely completely on your logic and your belief, your faith. So each one of us deserves congratulations for coming to this fantastic meal, feeling the soul, commemorating our God. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا احد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل اعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق اذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد اذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل اعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق
من شر ما خلق ومن شر حاسد إذا وقب
ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. This doesn't hurt to seek refuge in God twice. I didn't mean to do that. Just to pursue that idea of feeding the soul, developing the soul. You can imagine an adult in a community of babies. What the situation? You know, how would they look up to that adult? You know? That would be an approximation of what happens in the day of resurrection. You know, people are resurrected as adults, and some resurrected as young people, and some resurrected as babies, which is the vast majority. People neglecting to feed their soul. As you know, the goal of our life is to recognize that God alone is to be worshipped and to declare that there is no God except the one God. So when you say it, close your eyes and concentrate, and let every cell of your body say it and mean it and absorb it until it becomes the dominant thought. لا إله إلا الله 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 The more you say it, the more you mean it, the more you grow with the consequences, enjoyable consequences. لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله
in the Quran, saying, you shall observe Salat for the purpose
commemorating me. وأقم الصلاة observe the salat لذكري for make ذكر for me. So when we make ذكر this way, it's equivalent to making 100 salat or maybe more. And every time you say Allah, the name of God, you wipe out God knows how many sins, how many of our sins are wiped out from the past. So we make up for all the past years where we missed the salat, and we wipe out all the mistakes and sins that we've said in the past. Every time you say Allah, so let it come out of your heart, and you're big enough to travel across the universe and reach for God. Go up there, let your soul go. Close your eyes, concentrate, and enjoy saying the name of God. Allah,
Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah,
Subhanallah,
سبحان الله 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 الحمد لله 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 الله أكبر 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 الله الله أكبر 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 الله أكبر
God teaches us in the Quran that everything, the seven universes and the earth and everything in them glorifies God. The world is subhanallah, a glorification of God. And it is because they decided to recognize God as the absolute master, and they have no choice. But we, the human beings, are the only ones in the universe that have a choice. So when you make the choice to glorify God on your own, with your own free will, you attain a great achievement. When people fail to glorify God, saying subhanallah and praise God by saying alhamdulillah, they have described the Quran as stupid and ignorant. Stupid and ignorant. Unjust or unappreciative. So God gave us our eyes. A human being will do anything. If somebody holds a gun to his head and demands his eyes or prays 100 times a day, then they will say, okay, I pray 100 times a day, you keep my eyes. But they are unappreciative of God. God gave him the eyes in advance without any requirements. The requirement is you have the free choice to worship God and glorify Him or not. So the human being who fails to glorify God, as we just said, is described as stupid and unjust and unappreciative in the Quran. So, but alhamdulillah, we thank God that we succeed in making that decision. With God's help, on the day of judgment, when you review your faith and watch these moments where you're glorifying God and praising God, and you watch the nonsense that we say throughout the day, you'll be glad for this time. You'll be happy that the proportion of your utterances that glorify God and praise God is a little higher than the others. That will distinguish you. So this calls for celebration. Focus on celebrate.
Allah, 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 la ilaha illallah. Allah.
La ilaha illallah.
song is a song that also commemorates God and declares that there is no God except Him, the one God. For those of you who are not familiar with the word Mawlana, our master. Some people make their job their master, their boss, their master. And those are insignificant creatures. The boss, the job, or whatever that the people, most people choose. But we choose our master as the one who's holding the seven universes in his right hand. The most powerful, the omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent king of the universe. So in this, our national anthem, we declare that only God is our master, which is the highest form of freedom. Because no one in the world controls your life or can touch you in any way. So we're gonna chant happily our national anthem. No man.
Allah, Allah, la ilaha illa Allah, Mawlana. 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 Allah, Allah, la ilaha illa Allah, Mawlana.
As we chant that God is our only master, God mobilizes His forces to be with you. Remember we talked about the invisible soldiers, and we saw them in the Quran, written in the Quran. The invisible soldiers will be with you and help you and see that everything that you do is guided. You make an application for a job or the immigration department or whatever, and the application will be carried through by angels, because you declared that you are with the King. Let us whisper it first.
Allah, Allah, la ilaha illa Allah, Mawlana. Allah, Allah, la ilaha illa Allah, Mawlana. Allah, Allah, la ilaha illa Allah, Mawlana. Allah, Allah, la ilaha
Allah, Mawlana. Allah, Allah. Individuals, okay.